540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 11 staff members at Waukesha's before and after school program are now quarantining after potential measles exposure. It's linked to the state's first case this year. There are no positive tests among them yet. The city is using substitute workers to ensure those programs keep running smoothly. Waukesha County health officials say they started on contact tracing over the weekend after learning of the travel-related case Saturday. They say community risk is minimal, but are reminding folks vaccination is the best defense. UWM hopes the new space is a unifying place. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee officials yesterday released a statement saying they are reorganizing student services in a move they say will better support student success. A new student center set to open in the fall will bring together 8 existing resource centers in one central location on campus. That means there will no longer be separate spaces for the LGBTQ+ Resource Center, the Black Student Cultural Center, or the Women's Resource Center. Students and staff will have a say in naming and designing the space. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Lake effect snow will target the area in 2 rounds starting tomorrow. People closer to the lake stand a chance for more than 2 inches, with some uncertainty and exact locations as of now. What made Milwaukee famous made a problem on a Dodge County highway yesterday. A semi-trailer hauling kegs of New Glarus tipped over on Highway 151 near the town of Chester. Deputies say the truck hit a guardrail and overturned near the Highway 26 interchange, blocking both northbound lanes for several hours. The driver, a 61-year-old man from Marshall, was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The load of 264 kegs was returned to the brewery. A new name is coming to a familiar Summerfest spot. The U.S. Cellular Connection stage is being rebranded as the T-Mobile stage. The change reflects T-Mobile's acquisition of U.S. Cellular last year. Summerfest leaders say the stage will still have the same type of lineup when the festival returns in June. Port Milwaukee is getting a big boost from the state. Governor Tony Evers has announced that $1.4 million will go to fix aging roofs, gutters, and exhaust systems on Jones Island. It's part of a $7.5 million package to upgrade ports around Wisconsin, including in Green Bay and Sturgeon Bay. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Badgers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College hoops, the Badgers had only scored 17 points at halftime. Minnesota looked like they finally were on their way to getting a win at Wisconsin. The Badgers came roaring back in the second half. Beat the Gophers 67-63. Wisconsin's Nick Boyd on what was the key in the second best comeback in Badgers basketball history.
Down in that situation, down 18 at half, we just like, man, when we come out, we just got to communicate and just bring energy any way we could. So being physical, I think, really changed the second half.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Wizards tonight in the nation's capital. The NBA trade deadline now a week away. And ESPN's Shams Charania says more rumors about trading Giannis.
The Bucks have indicated to rival teams that they would want as a price point a young blue chip talent in all of this.
NFL, the Packers have a new linebacker coach. It's the Bills defensive coordinator, Bobby Babish. The Dolphins' Jeff Hafley has now hired 3 of his assistants in Green Bay to join him in Miami. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 12 this afternoon, and it's not going to be that windy, but it will be enough to keep the wind chill hovering around zero for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, a little light snow after midnight down to 5 above. Tomorrow, little light snow, maybe an inch or two, with a high of 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below 0.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.